Pepsi's The Wake Up Food presents Joey Brown.
Joey Brown, that's what about Joey Brown. Toast, toast is on the air tonight. And Joey Brown,
yes, another dramatic thunderbolt featuring those nimble nitwits Gil and Demling, with Paula Winslow as Jill, Gail Gordon as Bullhammer, yours truly Don Wilson, Harry Sosnick and his orchestra, and the star of our post-toasty show, Joe E. Brown.
Hello, Phil.
Here we are,
Joe. What's the show all about? What's on the fire tonight?
On the fire? I wish it was Gil and Demling. They almost drive me crazy, and thereby hangs the tale.
Well, I suppose you have to be crazy to be able to stand those two zanies.
Well, you don't have to be crazy, but it sure helps.
Well, yes, Joe, and I understand that you're introducing a new character in the show tonight. Is that right?
Yes, Mr. Wilson. We sure is.
Now, wait a minute, Joe. Wait a minute. What's the idea of this other voice?
Oh, that's Onyx. Onyx, he's the janitor at Bullhammer's.
Oh, yes. Pardon me, Joe. I know Onyx. As a matter of fact, just yesterday I heard that Onyx's girl left him for another man.
Wait a minute. My girl left me for another man, Mr. Wilson?
That's right.
No, sir. No, sir. She just went out of town. That's all.
I'm very sorry, Onyx, but I heard definitely that she went to another man.
No, sir. That ain't what she told me.
Then what did she tell you?
Well, she said to me, she said, Onyx, I'm leaving you. I'm going to Rochester.
This is Don Wilson, friends, and I'm going to give you a real tip on a real breakfast cereal for everybody in the family. I mean, Post Toasties. These crisp oven-toasted cornflakes are so delicious, your whole family will go for them. So delicious, people everywhere say Post Toasties are tops in taste. Even more important, Post Toasties begin to digest within 30 seconds. This means quick food energy, and that's what you need to help you get going faster after breakfast. But here's more good news about Post Toasties. They save you money. They're now priced below any other nationally advertised cornflakes. Today, you can buy Post Toasties at the lowest price in all their history. So if you want a faster start after breakfast, eat Post Toasties for breakfast. Post Toasties, the wake-up food. And now for our drama. Fresh from an assignment, we find Joe in the inner sanctums of Bullhammer Enterprises, Incorporated. Curtain?
Howdy, Mr. Bullhammer. Have a cigar?
Well, thank you, Brown. It's on days like these that I appreciate those little courtesies. I'm a sick man, is Eddie Brown.
Oh, that's too bad. Why don't you go to the doctor?
Well, I think...
I know a good doctor. Dr. Gubin. He set my uncle Fred's leg when it was broken.
Dr. Gubin? He's a tree surgeon.
Yeah, I know. Uncle Fred had a wooden leg. But he had to have something done to it. It pained him so badly.
A wooden leg pained him?
Yeah. Aunt Phoebe hit him over the head with it.
That's quite equipped, Brown.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but you actually cheer me up at times.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. The medical profession has always fascinated me. I guess doctors see many strange things.
Oh, you said it. I've got a friend that's an intern. He performed his first operation last week and found an 1812 penny in a man's lung.
Well, a very valuable find. He kept it, I suppose.
Oh, no, he didn't. He left it in there.
He did? Why?
Well, don't you remember Mr. Bullhammer? Interns can't take money.
That's very good. Well, perhaps I will go to see a doctor. You think you can handle the office when I'm gone?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Bullhammer. I'll go out and give the staff a pep talk right now. Quiet, everybody. Quiet. I call this meeting of employees to tell you that I am temporarily in charge of Bullhammer Enterprises. Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir?
Why were you late to work this morning?
Well, my wife had triplets last night.
Well, don't let it happen again. And Miss Tweet, your letter to the loan company was worded all wrong. You don't return a loan, you retire a loan.
I don't either retire alone. I sleep with my mother.
Well, folks, Mr. Bullhammer is sick, and I want to feel that you're all behind me. Let's have no loafing, no shirking, and above all, don't watch the clock.
Oh, no, we won't.
You can count on us, Joe.
Good. And now, yahoo, lunch hour. Wait a minute. Hey, fellas. Oh, fish feathers.
Sosnick and his orchestra play Swonderful. Offices of Bullhammer Enterprises Incorporated. Bullhammer has gone to see a doctor, and Joe has taken over Bullhammer's private office. Curtin?
Bueller.
Yes, Mr. Brown.
I'm very busy. I don't want to be interrupted.
Yes, Mr. Brown.
Oh, the fat food flew to the floor. Fat food flew to...
Hey. Who are you?
Me? Well, I'm Onyx, the new superintendent of the cleanest office department. Chairman pro tem of the mops and the pails. In brief, I is the janitor.
Wait a minute. What did you say your name was? Onyx?
Yes, that's right, Onyx. That's short for unexpected.
Unexpected?
Yes, you see, I was the third act in a pair of triplets.
Well, Onyx, look at you. You're asleep on your feet.
Yes, well, you see, Mr. Brown, my constitution is such that I need more sleep than most people.
You need more sleep? Well, why?
Well, so you see, I sleep very slow. Yes, and besides, I got misery in my feet. My dog is just 11 inches of hot foot.
Well, why didn't you say so?
You should come to me
with your troubles. After all, your troubles are my troubles.
Yeah, is my troubles are your troubles? Yes, sir. Well, then, you better get a good lawyer, Mr. Brown.
A good lawyer? Why?
Well, you see, there's a gal in Memphis that's suing us for breach of promise.
Okay, Onyx, I'm afraid you'll always be just a lazy good-for-nothing, and I'm going to teach you a lesson. You're fired. Now, what do you say to that?
Well, so, Mr. Brown, you'll find my answer in the second line of Hail, hail, the gang's all here. So long.
Guys, I'll never get any work done the way things are going around here.
I'm Sam, the serious rover. Do you know I married an angel?
Why, yes.
Well, how do you get a hat on over a halo?
Hey, what's going on here?
Yes? Pardon me, I'm Tom, the fun-loving rover. Have you heard My Heart Belongs to Daddy?
Yes?
Then no wonder I'm anemic.
Hey, keep those fellas out of here. Goodness sakes.
I knew if we played hard to get, you'd send for us. Have a card, Brown. Give it back. I'm Limerick R. Gill.
And I'm J. Epitaph Demling.
Yes.
We represent the Blotto Motto Company. There's nothing the motto with our mottos.
That's right. We also rent Demling's forehead out to termites for a ski jump, just during the winter months, of course.
Yes. Listen, I don't want any mottos. You get out of here. You...
Oh, Gill, our man is frustrated. You're right. Slip him our motto 27.
Ah, yes. A verbal Mickey Finn. That's a lovely one. Listen to this, Brown. It's called Frustration. And I quote, "The baby elephant is sad. His life is dull and gray. You see, he cannot suck his thumb. His nose is in the way."
Hey, listen, I don't
or
want
it. You'd prefer a motto with a family touch. In large lavender letters on a background of pews. Says, "I love my wife, but oh, you kid." Or is that dated?
I'll say it's dated. Wait, now here's a little number that I made up myself.
You made up, huh?
Yeah. I knew a little girl, and boy, was she a dummy. She fell in the water up to her knees.
Hey, wait a minute. Back up there. That doesn't rhyme.
I know. The water wasn't deep enough.
See? And now, my broken-down bard, how about something to hang in this office, say on the bookkeeper's chin? Read it, Demling. My thought for today. Here it is.
Yes.
Genevieve, Oxford 7748. Pardon me. No, that's wrong. That's my thought for tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You fellas are just wasting your time. I don't want any mottos, and the boss is sick.
Sick? Well, we have just the thing, then. A little couplet inscribed on a hot water bottle. You like that?
Hard, I've got just the thing for a sick man.
Really?
Maybe you could use it.
We'll see.
Listen. Mm-hmm. I sneezed a sneeze into the air. Yeah. It fell to earth I knew not where. But hard and cold were the looks of those in whose vicinity I snows.
Brown?
Whiz bang.
Brown, you have great talent. Yeah. It gives me a great idea, too. Living slogans.
Living slogans?
Yeah, you act out a slogan. Go ahead, act.
Oh, I acted?
Sure. Absolutely, and we've got a honey for you.
Living slogan.
Very, very simple. Now, just stand on one leg. Come on.
Stand on one leg?
One leg. And waggle your ears. See? And you do this. Like that. Go ahead.
There. What am I now?
Idiot's delight. Come on.
Beeswax. Yes?
Say, that's a sign today. Miss Buzzard is here to see you.
Miss Buzzard? Oh, Miss Buzzard. Oh, yeah. I used to know her. Send her in.
Yes, sir.
Well, 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 if it isn't Lucretia Buzzard. I haven't seen you since you left the farm to come to the city. How are you, Miss Buzzard?
I beg your pardon. The name is Bazaar.
Bazaar? Well, maybe so, Miss Buzzard. But the last time I saw your ba-mother, she was taking in ba-washing. And your ba-father was working for the city ba-dump. Now, what's on your ba-mind?
Oh, dear. You're the first man I met who's had the courage to bring me down to earth.
Never mind that. What did you come here for?
I came to offer my beauty and talent to the cinema. But now I think I found my soulmate. You.
Me?
Yes. No. You're dominating. You're getting handsomer. You're getting more desirable.
I'm getting out of here.
Please don't leave without kissing me.
No, but wait a minute.
Kiss me!
Yeah, but wait, hey, the hell? Baloney.
Oh, you are wonderful. Where did you ever learn to kiss like that?
I used to play the bazooka.
I went over to catch the final shots for RKO's new picture, Sorority House. I chatted with Ann Shirley, the lovely star whose work stands out as usual. Speaking of the active part she plays, she said, "It's a good thing I eat post toasties for breakfast and get quick food energy, because in this picture, I start full tilt the minute I reach the set after breakfast. You've told me why post toasties are called the wake-up food, and you certainly know what you're talking about." Well, I was mighty glad to hear that, friends, and now I'll tell you, as I told Ann Shirley, just why post toasties are known as the wake-up food. You see, these crisp oven-toasted cornflakes begin to digest within 30 seconds. This one simple fact explains why post-toasties give you quick food energy, why they help you get going faster mornings by helping wake up your lazy energy. So remember, folks, eat post-toasties for breakfast and get a faster start after breakfast. And don't forget either that there's no tastier breakfast cereal to be had than post-toasties, the wake-up food. But now here's the Sportsman Quartet singing Ferdinand the Bull.
Oh, there once lived a bull, a magnificent bull, in a pasture near old Barcelona. He would romp and he'd play with the flowers all day, till he smelled just like eau de cologne. He was gentle and kind, and his moo was refined, which the rest of the bulls all resented. And there once lived a bee, a magnificent bee, who was feeling so chock full of vigor that
he got out of hand and he strung Ferdinand with a sharp little thingamajigger. Ferdinand was so hurt he was pawing the dirt when a bull picked a door chance to fight him. This bull is magnifico, he is terrifico. Bring him to Madrid and I'll fight him.
Ferdinand, Ferdinand, the story of those times fear him. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, they chase him but couldn't get near him. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, he viewed the occasion so lightly when the picador missed him.
Why, Ferdinand kissed him, for he never learned to fight.
With a rose to his nose, the study of nature would call him. He would sniffle completely
and smell oh so sweetly.
So in the tale of the bull, Ferdinand.
Staggers on. We find Bullhammer stand-in, Joey Brown, still trying to carry on before he's carried out. Curtain?
Hello, Bullhammer Enterprises. Joey Brown speaking.
This is Bullhammer Brown. I have terrible news.
What is it, Mr. Bullhammer?
My doctor has given me just 3 months to live.
3 months? Oh, gosh. April, May, June. Oh, gosh, that's terrible.
I knew you'd feel badly, Brown.
Yeah, you're going to miss our 4th of July picnic. Mr. Bullhammer. Hey, gosh, I guess he fainted. Those telephone booths get so awfully stuffy. Come in.
Goldfoot Alf afternoon. Are you Mr. Bullfoot Halfhammer?
You what? Hey, you sound like a passport photo looks.
Mr. Bullfoot Halfhammer phoned in for an Alf aspirin tablet.
You mean an aspirin tablet?
Yeah. Did he want that on whole four wheel feet or rile five?
An aspirin tablet on whole wheat or rye? Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you the pharmacist?
No, I'm not the fall pharmacist. I'm the soul photo jerk.
Well, then you go back and get that aspirin. And while you're there, fix me up a banana split.
I'm sorry. I've got pile fine Alf apples, all oranges and rail fakes. But I'm all out of balalas.
Hey, what kind of talk is that? Don't you mean bananas?
Well, I said balalas, did I?
Hey, what's the matter with you anyway?
Well, you see, Lefee, I burned out the bearings in my larynx.
Sounds like you've got tinsel on your tonsil. Where are you from, anyway?
Oh, I'm from Palfombeal Beach, Fall, Florida.
Fall, Florida?
That's what a cell bed. Where are you, Foo Fall, from?
I'm from Los Angeles, please. Yes, sir. Los Angeles, please, Califloy-floy.
Say, is it because I lived in Fall, Florida that you can't understand me?
Oh, no, no, no. Brother, in California, we can't understand anybody living in Florida. Now, get me that Alf aspirin. Come in.
Greedy Shum, the Blotto Model Company rides again. Or is that Buck Benny? Well, no matter, doesn't it?
Now, listen, you fellas. Bullhammer does the buying around here, and he's not back yet.
We'll wait.
Well, then I acted out a motto for you fellas. Will you act out a motto for me?
Why, a pleasure, certainly. Make with the motto. What is it?
All right, Gil.
Yeah.
You stand over there by the water cooler.
The water cooler over here, huh?
Yeah. Now Demling, you hold a paper cup under his nose.
Yeah, like this?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Now,
what motto is this supposed to be?
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Hey, we're not horses.
Well, that's all right. That goes for jackasses, too.
Well, anyway, now we've got an office to work out of. Demling, look around for a stenographer that can swim. I got water on my knee.
Hey, are you guys running this jerk? Hey!
A woman.
In a way, yes. See if she's got a friend, will you? And if it's her best friend, why hasn't he told her?
Hey, Egghead.
Egghead? Madam, please. Please, do not refer to my partner's naked noggin as hen fruit.
Well, maybe it ain't. But the last time I saw a head like that, the Easter Bunny was shoving it under a bed.
That so. Well, the last time I saw a face like yours, Tarzan was feeding it peanuts. I hate to interrupt this round of pleasantry, madam, but is that your face or a road bat?
Oh, trying to make out my face is wrinkled.
By leaps in, your face is more wrinkled than the sleeve of a $3 coat.
Now, don't you get smart, Eagle Beak.
Eagle Beak?
You've got a nose like a bicycle seat.
Well, permit me to inquire, madam. Is your own nose in a traffic jam?
Traffic jam?
Yes, it looks like it's signaling for a left turn.
Oh, I'm leaving!
Well, go ahead, but keep away from the hot dog stand.
Why?
Well, somebody's liable to get a look at your nose and slap a bun on it.
Here, what's this?
Ooh, ah, Mr. Bullhammer, I believe. Yes. Say, you're just in time, you lucky fellow. We represent the Blotto Motto Company.
Go away. I don't want any mottos. I'm a sick man. My head is splitting.
Well, I'm glad to see you have an open mind. Now, just listen to this neat little whimsy we whipped up during a lull in a Turkish bath. It's really very pretty. Take it, Emily, would you please?
Right. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get starving Fido a bone. When she got there, the cupboard was bare, so Mother Hubbard ate poor starving Fido.
Did she eat all of Fido?
Yep, all but the bone.
Oh, gee, how poor old Fido would have enjoyed those bones.
Yeah. Oh, I feel faint.
Oh, you'll be all right, Mr. B. Just take a deep breath.
Yeah? Anybody who take a breath while that last joke is in the air is nuts.
Sorry, that's my error.
Social?
No, security. My apologies.
Accept it.
Thank you.
Not at all. May I break your arm for my income tax? I want to make out a joint return.
Pleasure.
Thank you very
much. Will you please go away? I'm a sick man. You're taxing my strength.
Taxing your... not so loud. Congress might hear you.
You know, what he needs is that income tax model we dreamed up for ourselves, Gil.
I think it's a good idea. Are you ready, Bullhammer?
Rackety racks, rackety racks. We haven't paid our income tax. You may think that we are lax, but...
Well, where's the last line?
We'll phone it in from Alcatraz.
So long, John.
Oh, those infernal idiots. I'm going mad. Mad!
Say, I've got just the singer we're looking for.
Oh, Brown, please. I can't stand anymore. Those motto salesmen have just about driven me to distraction. Oh, I'm going mad.
But gee, Miss Buzzard, she's a great Scotch singer. Scotch singer.
Don't be stupid at a time like this. It's not Scotch singer, it's torch singer. Scotch means something burning and smells.
Well. Mr. Bullhammer, you've got to hand it to me for getting this girl. Efficiency is my motto.
Mottos?
Yep.
Mottos? Mm-hmm. Motto?
Yes, sir.
Efficiency is my motto. What's the motto with father? He's all right. Who's all right? Bullhammer. 4 times 4 is 24. 3 times 3 is...
Mr. Bullhammer's going out of his head.
Ah! I see it all now.
What?
I'll stage a Roman spectacle in the Yankee Stadium. I shall play the part of Nero. And Alice Faye will be my favorite dancing girl. Ah.
I see. You're going to fiddle around Alice Faye while Tony Martin burns.
Oh, what a spectacle. Rome is burning. An entire city in flames.
And no fire insurance?
Great Scott. Yeah. I never thought of that. What have I done? Oh, what have I done?
Nah, Mr. Bullhammer. You'll be all right. Don't cry, Mr. Bullhammer.
Brown, how can you stand there and see people being driven from their homes and not cry? Babies separated from their mothers.
Bullhammer, that's terrible.
What's the idea of crying all over the place?
Well, I was just trying to put the fire out.
Oh, good. The fire's out. Now we come to the grand entrance of the Queen of Sheba. She sits on her throne. See?
Yeah. Well, Mr. Bullhammer, that's a chair you're looking at.
No, it's the Queen of Sheba.
Yeah? Well, that's the first time I knew the Queen of Sheba had mahogany legs.
Quiet. That's your... Quiet. The Prime Minister picks up a train.
A train?
Train? Ah, Brown, you're a train.
I'm a what? Oh, now, wait a minute, Mr. Bullhammer, take it easy. Well, I take it easy.
You're a train, Brown, you're a train.
All right, I'm a train. Toot-toot, ding-dong, toot-toot.
No, put some fire in. Oh, come on, I'll get going. Toot-toot. Goody. I want to play, too. I'm the caboose. All right, the caboose is on. Now, get going.
I think there's a screw loose in the caboose.
What's going on here? Everybody in the building's complaining.
Well, officer, I was just playing train.
Did you hear him tell me he was a train?
Yes, yes. That's the impression he tried to give me, too.
Well, Mr. Bullhammer, you're
Come along, you. You're going to spend the night in jail unless you can bail yourself out.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Okay. I'll just borrow Mr. Bullhammer's wallet, then.
Hey, here, now. That wallet has $500 in it, you crazy fool. What's the idea?
Well, gosh, Mr. Bullhammer. If I'm crazy, do I know what I'm doing?
Before Joe and Jill return, here's swell news for all kiddies. On the back of all Post Toasties boxes, you'll find brand new cutout pictures of Ferdinand the Bull and Mickey Mouse, too. If you saw Ferdinand in the movies, you heard your friend Don Wilson for I Recited the Story. Ask Mother to buy Post Toasties so you can have fun with those Ferdinand the Bull and Mickey Mouse cutouts. Now, news for Mother. Your grocer is selling Post Toasties for less than any other nationally advertised cornflakes, the lowest price in Post Toasties history. So you save money. These delicious cornflakes are tops in taste, too. And they begin to digest within 30 seconds. Give quick food energy. Put Post Toasties on your shopping list right now. Then tonight or Monday, ask your grocer for the famous yellow and red box of Post Toasties, the wake-up food. Now back to the boy Joe and the girl Jill. Poor Mr. Bullhammer has been taken to the hospital. So there, waiting to see him, we find Joe and Jill. Curtin?
Do you know yet how bad he is, Joey?
Well, they're holding him under observation until he has a nervous breakdown.
Until he has a nervous breakdown? Well, I thought he was being treated right now for his nerves.
He is. The breakdown will come when he sees the bill.
Joey, I'll bet if you were a doctor, you could help Daddy.
Ah, you're just saying that. I'm no doctor.
Well, you're my doctor of love. And you know what, Owen? I love you. You're the fever in the thermometer of my heart.
Gosh. Jill.
Yes?
Look, here's the nursery. Let's look through the window.
Just look, Joey. 9 little babies. Oh, aren't they cute?
Oh, God, yeah. You know, Jill, I wish that every one of those babies was ours.
Oh, Joey, 9 babies? You want to beat the Canadians at their own game?
No, I want to beat the Yankees at their own game.
Saying goodnight for the makers of Post Toasties, the wake-up food. Heard on tonight's program, we're in a moment of weakness from Naughty But Nice and the title song from Honolulu. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.